অর্জুন কে কৃষ্ণ বললেন তুমি আত্মপ্রশংসা করো,
আর সাম টেন্ডেন্সি কেম ইন মাই লাইফ দ্যাট ইয়েস্টারডে ইয়োর সন্ন্যাস টুক প্লেস, সো আই শুড সে সামথিং অ্যাবাউট ইউ, বাট আই কন্ট্রোল দ্যাট, আর দেন সাজেশন ফ্রম কেম আউটসাইড, then I could not back to
Maharaj, that. I was also thinking like that.
That thought came in my mind also, why I have done this yesterday, what is the explanation, what is the purpose. I thought I should do something, but I suppressed it. But when came symptoms from outside, then I had to
যখন সে টুরিস্ট কার্ড কেউ পাচ্ছে না সেই সময় আমাদের টুরিস্ট কার্ড বার করলেন, মাধব মহাশয় টুরিস্ট কার্ড বার করবার জন্য চেষ্টা করে
মহারাজ কৃষ্ণ মহারাজ দেখেন কৃষ্ণ মহারাজ মার যে গোবিন্দ মহারাজ হোয়াট এভার ই desires, he has got the capacity to fulfill that. Because Keshav Maharaj failed and the Tirtha Maharaj from Calcutta with men and the money, the whole resourcefulness, he also failed. Both parties, big parties, they failed to do something and Govinda Maharaj could successfully do. Yeah. At that time that remark came. Whatever he wants to do, he has the capacity to do that. We could not do with so much resources, but he not apparently possessing so much resources as we have, but he have done by his intelligence. That was.
Very good.
Once in Vrindavan, in a meeting, Goswami Maharaj is delivering lecture and he is sarcastically throwing some remark against Bon Maharaj. And the Bon Maharaj is looking at the face of Govinda Maharaj, what he is taking in this way. Others may not understand this remark. But this boy, he surely understanding the remark that this is sarcastic. So he looked at his face only.
Maharaj Swami Maharaj jokhon sei open korlen tokhon sei ekta baktita korechilen sei baktitate
okhane
ei
iskone
iskone
Swami Maharaj I told something, Govinda Maharaj was requested also to speak something. And he rose and began, Kam prati kathayatu minshi sam prati kubha prati timayatu. With this slok he began his lecture. Keshavas Babaji told me afterwards, when he began with this slok, I thought then he will conquer this assembly. So he told in that meeting that Prabhupada was a super man. Mahaprabhu wanted to preach his doctrine by him specially. And he had many qualified followers. But he selected Swami Maharaj to preach in the West, though he had many qualified followers. Selected him, and what he has done, that is of course wonderful in this way. And he behaves in such a way that he accepts my Guru Maharaj as his Shiksha Guru, and he has got affection for me as one of his children. In this way he went out. Then Swami Maharaj afterwards, in his remark, told what Govinda Maharaj has spoken here, it is true to the point. I look after him with affection as my child, and also I look after his Gurudev Sridhar Maharaj as my Shiksha Guru. He gave an angry reply clearly this, but he told me, he admitted the whole thing. And he gave joy in my name with this qualification, Om Vishnu Bhagavad. Once when you went to preach in the Radesh, when they are going, the village boys, they said, oh, you have come for collection, price, but you won't be able, we won't allow you to take any rice from him, no collection. Then Govinda Maharaj told, yes, we shall take a cart load of rice from here. And the wind, they are coming out with cart loads of, these fellows, whatever they told, they are done to the point. A cart load, they are taking away. And we could not oppose.
Maharaj, he is definitely a Nirupadi Vaishnav. Govinda Maharaj. He is definitely Nirupadi Vaishnav.
There was one gentleman who gets some rice, a month or 2 months something. Then his villagers came to complain. We are your villagers, and we when come to beg from you for collection, then so miser you are, you give us 1 rupee or so, and you have given them so much rice. The man remarked, he talked with me and filled my heart with joy, supernatural joy. So if he wanted more, I could have given more. And you can't do that. So his very talk with me has helped me, has given me the feeling of some supernatural joy. So I have given, and you can't do so. Hare Krishna. I've got something from his previous life, and that may be utilized in the service of Mahaprabhu. We all hope and pray to the Lord that he may accept the wholesale service from him for a long time, and the world will be benefited thereby. We have got such conviction. Once in Calcutta, he was perhaps, that is, Swami Maharaj's same house, nearest house. He was wandering in the street, and some gentleman of the locality challenged him, what type of sadhu you are, you are worthless. He challenged. Well, you will have to see that at least there is one sadhu. And you see, perhaps told in answer some hard words and all that. Within 6 months, he suffered from such a great disease, he came himself. Oh, you are really a sadhu. I talked roughly with you, and he... You told that you will, at least you will see that there is one sadhu. Yes, you are here, dear sadhu. From that day, I am gradually come to this position. Now please help me. I will say, Bona hache se ba? Chanti. 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 Chanti.
Chanti.
Chanti. Chanti. Chanti. Chanti. Yes, you are a real sadhu.
চারিদিক থেকে
আর মহারাজ একবার আপনি খুব অসুস্থ ছিলেন, একবার ওয়ান টাইম আপনি খুব অসুস্থ ছিলেন,
আই ওয়াজ অলমোস্ট ডাইং, এন্ড সাডেনলি হি কেম অ্যান্ড গেভ সাম মেডিসিন অ্যান্ড দ্যাট হেল্প মি, দ্যাট গেভ মি নিউ লাইফ, সো সাম সিদ্ধি. When his mother got him, he prayed to Shiva. There is a, this in the, nearby the Jamalpur, there is a Shiva, Dharmaraj or Buddha Raj. She got praying to that Shiva, I may have a child, and then she was born. Mother to Shiva has given one of his person. So some sort of siddhi, mystic power he might have possessed, I think, sometime.
মঠে আসার পরে সে ওর মা নিতে এসেছিলেন, মা যখন নিতে এলেন ওকে জানলার রড ধরে,
when he came here, then his previous relatives, they came in a body to take him back with his mother. Then there was one Vedanta Sistha Pandit and other relatives, as they wanted to take him by force, he caught the rod of the window, won't go. Then there was someone, one was carrying him, he was a boy, 16 or so, 17. Then one was carrying him, there was one go milkman, Oshini, he told, don't take him forcibly. If he goes voluntarily, you may take. And don't, we won't allow you to take him forcibly from this mark. Then they left and they remained here.
Also, Maharaj, one time his mother kept him on the road and one tiger came.
What?
Tiger. Bag. One bag. One tiger bag, came. Bag.
Where?
I don't know. Where?
আপনি
শুনেননি?
There was a tiger on
the
way.
Yes, yes. Tiger.
I don't remember.
One time you were speaking and Govinda Maharaj, you thought he was asleep. When you asked him to reply to the point, he immediately did so.
এক সময় আপনি কথা বলছিলেন, গোবিন্দ মহারাজ একটু ঘুমাচ্ছিলেন তন্দ্রা মতন, কোন সময় বক্তৃতা দিতে গিয়ে তারপরে আপনি
ওইদিকে
in this
contact,
in this baranda, in the door baranda, I was explaining Bhagavatam or something, and some fine point came in course of the lecture, and he was drowsy, he was half sleeping that way, but I thought there are so many fine points I am coming from my mouth, and that this time the boy is drowsy. But afterwards I put a question to him, and in the midst of that drowsiness, that fine point he caught properly. At that time, by chance or anyhow, he was fully awake and got that thing fully. That's all right. Let us all hope and pray to the Lord for his future successful life as an Azad in the world for a long time. Sometimes Devi asked Mahadev, the all services or worshipping, whose worship is the best? Aradhanam, Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam. Then the Mahadev told, of all the services, praises, worshipping, the worship of Vishnu is the best. Devi Durga, her face became little pale. So I am not doing that. But the next line came, Tasmat Parataram Devi Todiyanang Samachyam. But to serve the servants of Vishnu is more important and effective than the mind of the Devi. That I am serving the servant of Vishnu, Mahadev. So I am doing something more, more profitable. So, to serve the favorite, to help the favorite of the Lord, he has told him in his own words, the service of my servant is more important, a greater service to me. That is tangible. I am more or less abstract. But if once my servant serves my servant, that is tangible and practical. That is concrete, something concrete. There is a saying, if you love me, love my dog. If you love me really, you will have to love my dog. That will be the greater proof of your love towards me. So, Lord says, here also Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Paralyat. Mad Bhakta Nantaji Bhakta Tirmi Bhakta Tam Bhakta Tamamata. He himself says, who loves me, he is not my real devotee. But who loves my devotee, my servant, he is a real lover of me, real devotee, is he. This is a practical point for us all. If we want to have a real devotion, in the beginning, I am talking of me, I used to thought, we want God, and they are giving much stress for the devotees. Why someone will come between me and the devotee, and my Lord? That is no desire. I must have direct connection with my Lord. Then gradually, when I came to get something, real knowledge about this Shastra and the Sadhu, all the devotion, then I could realize that, yes, it is practical, tangible, and very true things. And it is not thirsting, but it is the very necessity of our inner interest wants this. One who is a lover of a devotee, he has got substantial devotion in him, otherwise it is not possible. And that is also his position. His position is stable, substantial, and also safe, and also promising. Who can have faith in the devotees? It is a very practical thing for us in this long way of our journey towards the Infinite Absolute, to have real affection with His sincere followers. That is a great hope and reality giving things. So I give the incomplete, the telescope system. Tad-bhitta-bhitta-bhittanam-bhittasya-bhitta. They say it is not only abstract humility, that I am the servant of the servant of the servant, not abstract thing, not abstract humility, but most practical thing. Tad-bhitta-bhitta-bhittanam. So many guardians I have got. As in this world we want so many servants, I should order and there would be so many who would obey me, carry out my order. That is the nature of the world of exploitation. They all will obey me and I shall be the master. Just the opposite there, and that is a healthy life. So many guardians that are thinking well of me. I am safe. I am getting so many favorable affection, attention. So home means that I may not take care of myself, but there are so many that are taking care of me there. That is home. Back to God, back to home. Home means this, that I may not take care of myself, but so many are eager on all sides to take care of me. So devotee means who will take care of me, my guardian, my friend. In a friendly way, he will help me towards my march towards the Supreme Lord. It is a very far and abstract way to go through faith only. Only the faithful that can appreciate my life and they can come to help me. So in this wide ocean of infinite knowledge, we are going to the center, to teeny souls, a particle of consciousness, and we want to have connection with the whole representing absolute. And there are these devotees, they are of very practical value in our life, in this world. So to have affection towards devotee, it is really a capital for all of us.
What's the time now?
Now almost 10 to 8. Pune Atta.
Govindamaj ekta bolben. Govindamaj ekta bolben.
Ami ekta kotha na bolle bhalo lage.
Yeah, eta kai dilo.
Govindamaj diyechen.
Govindamaj. Eta kai dilo.
Hari
Om. Gaur Premanande Hari Om.
My Gurudev something, but I am thinking what my thing, it is necessary to say, I am thinking myself, my body and my eternal soul and mind also, as a temple dustbin of my Guru Maharaj, then he can use myself any form and any time as he likes. I do not know English, but it is necessary to say and my prayer also. Yeah, I want to serve every Vaishnava and devotees and my God brothers 24 hours in my day and night and my whole life. Guru Maharaj can say anything, he is my master, but I am thinking, I am a very poor soul and a dustbin of his temple. He can use as he likes, but this mentality I can maintain I can do maintain this mentality, it is my prayer to all Vaishnava and my Lord Srila Guru.
Jai Shri Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj ki jai.